top headlines.
Patriots getting ready for the Jaguars this Sunday. AFC Championship game. Get this. Leonard Fournette, running back for the Jags, was in a minor car accident today. He's okay. He was able to get home. So it sounds like...
What I tell you yesterday about a dead foot, 2 days after it.
Mm.
Foot ain't right. Foot ain't right.
You think it was his fault in the accident?
You got to be reactionary with that right foot. Some guys like to drive with 2 feet like Ray Perkins. I used to follow Ray Perkins home all the time, and his brake lights would always be on because he had his right foot on the gas, his left foot on the brake. He said, Zoe, don't tell me how to drive. I've been driving this way 45 years, okay? You drive your car your way, I drive it my way. I change my brakes 3 times a year.
3 times a year?
3 times a year.
So he would ride the brake
brand new car,
constantly.
Ride it
seems
home.
Extreme, three
and
times a year.
And I'm like, Ray, what are you doing? Your brake light's on. Nope, that's how I drive, 2 feet.
2 feet.
Okay. I
2 foot driver.
Some wackos, man.
So you'd never be able to drive a stick.
No, oh God, no. He just drives stick.
Yeah. All right.
That Ray Perkins story brought to you by the Boston area campus of Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Get in the game. Visit gocsb.com for more details.
Got another Ray Perkins story, too. Went over his house to eat, got up to politely take the plates. After he says, oh, sit down. She'll get the plate. Okay. And get the dessert out for us here. Zoe wants to eat more. I was like, okay. Sit right here.
Next headlines, if we actually do one, coming up in about 30 minutes.
Hello, Boomer Esiason. Good morning. Who is this?
Boomer Esiason talks to Toucher and Rich each morning after Pat's games at 8 a.m.
Who are you guys? It's your friends, Toucher and Rich.
On the Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports Talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Kicking lyrics right through your brain. When you hear this saying, you'll be right as rain.
All right. If you want to know the real deal about the three, we're going to take it with triple trouble, y'all. We're going to bring you up to speed. Check it out. Because I'm a specializer, prime advisor. Ain't selling out to advertisers. What you get is what you see. Come on. And you won't see me in the advertising.
See, I like to party, not drink Bacardi. Because I'm not looking to throw up for nobody. No, from a spiel, or when it wouldn't feel. This is like having a delicious meal.
And moving the crowd, well,
106, Tuesday afternoon. Zolak and Bertrand Hardy and for Beatle Nick Cattles in. Thanks again to Dan Shaughnessy for joining us. We have two calls that we have to take before we get into Tony Mass's column.
Who we got?
From Brockton. Gentleman who wants to talk about some football, Zoe?
No.
Jungle O.
You serious?
Jungle O.
Hey!
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, you monkey? Where you been?
I'm still up here in the zoo, you know, behind the cage.
Yeah, you monkey. Stop monkeying around.
All gold. Keep rolling with it, guys.
Stop monkeying around.
I can't do that. It's in my blood. You know what I do.
Where you been? You alive? You good?
I'm good. It's all good in the hood. You know, I get this little Tennessee rap going.
Oh, you do? Like?
Yeah, you know, I might as well just give it to you right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Us on it. Yeah, drop,
everybody
drop
turn
it
your mics off. Go ahead.
Now I don't want to be a Tennessee Titan. Now you know that they're going to be fighting a losing battle. Now if you don't believe me, then go at Seattle. What about the heat of the battle? From Tuskegee, Amendola, it's going down just like I told ya. If you don't believe me, then don't.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, watch out, Joe.
Does he know they already played Tennessee?
The Hardy, yeah, he's the life of the party.
Thank you. Have been the life of the party, today,
but
for 3 hours.
Do you think he knows the Tennessee game already happened?
I think he just read the paper. Literally, just read the paper.
He's been gone for a long while. Do you think he's?
I started to get worried.
Been gone? Do you think he was at college?
Much love for 098.5.
That's the
zero.
Zero.
I like how we incorporated the zero in front of 98.5.
But 098. You know, when you're explaining to the kids where daddy's gone for the next, you know,
I think he was,
6 to 8 months.
I think
months,
he did some time.
You say, yeah.
No, I do. I don't think he went to college. I think he did some time.
Well, that's the saying that you use when you don't want to say where he really went.
Last time. Put the needle, talking about the beetle.
But he just gave us a Tennessee rap.
You think Beetle got a needle on Saturday? See, that kind of he's kind of prophetic there. You know, like Beetle probably went to the thing. They had to get an IV going.
Maybe an IV. They always give me an IV.
I come alive when I listen to 98.5.
All right, so
That's not as good stuff.
I was gonna say, you said you play all this bad stuff.
Yeah,
two
and
calls,
make him
right?
Look bad.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for the second one.
Ken and Lowell. Do you know who Ken and Lowell is, Zoe?
Ken and Lowell.
Ken.
That would be Shopping Cart Ken. That's me.
Shopping Cart Ken.
Yeah. How are you doing, Ken?
Not bad. How you guys doing?
Great. Really how are you?
First of all, I want to say I heard about Beetle and the mess that he got into there in the traffic, and I wish all the best condolences.
He's fine.
And get well soon.
He's well. I don't know why he's not here.
Yeah, I know. Tell him to get his lazy ass in there tomorrow morning.
He should have been at work on Saturday night.
Are you
going to
swing by
the
hospital and visit him?
I was gonna go to the hospital on my way down to Gillette to cover the post game show, and when I talked to him at like 7:30, he was home. Like, what?
He had a natural ice and a nip sitting with him and smoking a cigarette, watching the game. He's hoofing it.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
All right,
I'm on Team Beetle on this one.
What else you got for us, Ken?
All right. Well, actually, I wanted a technical question from Zoe. First of all, Zoe, I love you calling the game
Thanks.
At work whenever you're doing the game, and you really paint the picture, and I see what's going on when you're talking on the radio.
Good. That's my job on the radio, because you're not obviously watching it, is to sort of paint the picture.
I'm listening to it. I can't see it. I have to work a machine, but I get the radio, you know what I mean?
I'm excited this week, Ken. 6th straight AFC title game I'm calling, so looking forward to that one.
Yes, sir. But, Zoe, I wanted to ask you, all right, the Jacksonville defense, first of all, let me preface this. This morning, Toucher and Rich, came out with a stat like their defensive numbers are kind of like skewed because they were playing like really weak teams during the season, right? And I'm wondering, like, do you think, in your opinion, is that 7 in the box, is that going to work against the Patriots?
Yeah, isn't that kind of weird?
I know.
I'll take your answer offline. All right. Jordan. See you, buddy. Yeah, you're going to see a lot of comparisons with the Jacksonville defense of other defenses like Seattle's, like the old Giants ones because of Coughlin. You understand what they are. And again, they did lose to Tennessee twice. They scored 10 points offensively against Buffalo. They're a mixed bag. I think they're different week to week. You can take all the stats you want and crunch them and look at them and say, well, they did this. And this is like, this is what we do, used to do with Josh Beckett and freaking Clay Buchholz. Well, really good in this 13-game stretch, and we'll leave those four bleep hole games out of it. No, you can look at it in its totality. Is there any steadiness to it? Is there one consistency to it? They've kind of been up and down. It's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride.
Do you know why I asked Ken if the 7 in the box was kind of weird?
Why?
Because he's called this show before, Zoe.
Oh.
Walking around naked, 2-4, the showers, and... Isn't that kind of weird?
Same guy.
It's not the same guy.
It is the same
it's
guy.
Same guy.
It's the same guy.
That's about the showering and the guys in the showers.
Right.
Oh my God.
It's about Drake LaRoche.
Drake LaRoche and the White Sox.
Walking around naked, 2-4, the showers, and isn't that kind of weird?
There he is. That's Ken and Lowell. So. Well, we might as well grab one. Should we grab one more?
I mean, where do we go from there? I think so, yeah. Might as well.
Tom, in the car, I will give you the option. If you want to follow up Jungle O and Ken and Lowell, it's on you, buddy.
This has been a train
If you just want to tap out and say, I can't follow that, I understand. Your call.
How you doing, guys?
Hi. Good. Hi, good. Tom.
How are you? Hey, I went to the Eagles game, Eagles Atlanta game, and I'm a little hoarse. I sound like Zoe after the Patriots game.
Yeah.
I'm a little ahead of myself. But I mean, if the Eagles and the Patriots do meet in the Super Bowl, and you know, based upon 04, like Belichick, he likes to take the best player out of the equation, and I believe that was Westbrook at the time, even though the T.O. had an unbelievable game.
Sure.
But so my question to Zoe would be, if he were Doug Peterson, how would he prep Nick Foles for a rematch with the Patriots? I mean, would he stick with the with the run pass option that's been effective for Nick, or, you know, or what would be the player that Belichick would attempt to take out of the equation?
I think it depends how they play this week as to, you know, say a no-name guy, the third receiver goes out and has a hell of a week. Now all of a sudden you're on the radar as opposed to an Alshon Jeffrey. Yeah, right now I would think, you know, we're going to take Gilmore, we're going to match him up on Jeffrey. It's why we gave him all the money that he's got, the $60 million, and we'll go from there. I really don't worry about Nick Foles right now. You know, to your point, Julie Doug Peterson needs to worry about Nick Foles. He needs to go out and manage a damn good game this week because they got a good defense. They're going to face a stingy defense this week in Minnesota, manage the game, and keep the ball short. No downfield stuff. Dink and dunk, run screens, a little bit of blunt. Blunt had a touchdown last week. Nice little touchdown run. LG can still run the rock.
I kind of want to talk to Jungle O again.
I want him to produce a sound or a song. You know, like when you hear a U2 song? It's got that, you could tell the bass, you could tell the lead guitar.
You just know it's U2 as soon as it starts. Yeah. It's the edge in this guitar
right.
Sound, sure.
It's got a feel to it.
It's going down just like a doja.
I want him to go back to the days when he had the two hookers dancing behind him in the video. He rented them, and he rented a studio to do some production, and then they were playing touch football in front of the cars with the lights on because it was a night game.
You know,
I want to go back to being creative like he used to be.
If you don't know, Jungle O dresses up in a gorilla costume, which is why Zoe and Jungle O, when he calls in, get back and forth. It's, hey, you monkey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm up in the tree. And you two riff off of that. Off of that primate theme.
Like, what'd you eat today? Oh, bananas.
It's like good jazz. It's like, I don't want to step in. It's
right.
Like Martin. It's like,
back off the mic.
Martin and Lewis. It's like, let these guys go and just sit back and enjoy the funny.
I agree.
Because it works. It never, ever fails to deliver. Just like the CBS Sports
Minute. I'm glad he's alive and well.
And John Feinstein, me too.
Just don't end up at my Cumberland Farms in my town.
Wait, Jungle O or Bertrand? Alive and well.
Well, we know Beatles doing well. I'm talking about Jungle O.
Yeah.
Feinstein explains how Navy's football team got another huge victory.
Ahoy!
This past weekend. Wait, they didn't play. I don't understand.
You turd.
Is that going to work against the Patriots?
Yeah, isn't that kind of weird?
I know.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
White, Gronkowski right, and then James White shifts into the backfield off the right hip of Brady, who puts his left foot forward in the red shoes, takes the snap, looks right, lobs it for Gronk, he reaches up, he throws it down, touchdown Patriots! Gronkowski had Byard on his back, and with a score, the Pats now lead it by a 34-7 count.
He's an unstoppable rebel force. He's a freaking cyborg. 34-51. Three touchdowns. 338. Your 40-year-old Pharrell quarterback is finding a way to feed it to the big boy. And you cannot stop Rob Gronkowski right now.
Well,
good
Rebel
luck,
Force.
Jacksonville. Good luck, Pittsburgh.
The Rebel Force just got a pass from the Jedi Knight. With a Yoda on the sideline.
Now, were you guys in lockstep in terms of who was the Rebel Force and who was the Jedi?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
His nickname's Topper now. Bob Sosi, known as Topper.
So who were you referring to when you said he's an unstoppable Rebel Force?
Gronkowski.
Okay, so you guys were on the same page.
We were on the same page.
Yeah.
Because Brady's the Jedi Knight.
Tom Brady the Jedi Knight.
That's pretty good.
Did you like that? How about a little Chewy? How about... Slides those sound effects.
Oh, man.
Hello.
No, yeah, I don't think R2 ever said hello. Yeah. Well, Ewok? Is that an Ewok or a Jawa? Rob Gronkowski, by
man,
the way.
He looks good right now.
I didn't quite get it, what the whole Tide Pod thing was. Is that just a video he did for Tide? Probably got paid an exorbitant sum of money?
Yes. His latest thing that he's pushing are the little Tide Pods, the little things you put in your wash, the little droplet things.
So has he done anything else for Tide?
I don't think so. Like, this just started last week, but the problem...
Yeah, the one who played the soccer girl.
What? Oh, that's right. Remember he was dressed up like with the pigtails, and he had the wig? He looked like a soccer girl. He's sitting on a couch in the living room, and they're all dirty from playing soccer. And the mom comes in, she's going to wash their stuff. The problem was, he tweeted this out last week, and there was a big news story going around. Kids in school are mixing them like in their cereal, like eating them. Like for some sort of a rush or a dare. And he was chewing something when he walked into the press conference. You can't eat. And I'm like, I guess you're eating one of your Tide Pods. He's like, no, that's bad. That's bad. Don't do that.
Don't put your finger in the plugger thing.
Don't remind people.
And don't eat Tide Pods.
It's like, don't eat bath salts, right? It's like, this thing's heading down like a bath salt. It was all over the news last week. Kids in high school are like eating these pods. He's like, no, never would say that.
Other than that, everything seems to be fine.
He's up and running, man.
Yeah, he's looking good.
Yeah.
Tony Maserati wrote about Tom Brady, and he said, you know, you're happy, of course, you know, but before you start talking about plays from the game, start thinking about Tom Brady and what this win means and whether or not this makes him the greatest competitor. Right?
Yeah.
So he said, here's some perspective for you. In the Super Bowl era, Brady has more championship game appearances than any quarterback in NFL history. Brady's 12 appearances in the conference title game are one fewer than Joe Montana at 7 and Terry Bradshaw, 6, combined.
Right.
All right.
See, he's past Montana in that respect. I think this is why Montana, from a competition standpoint, is taken out of it. Like, my favorite ring is the next one.
Here's what Maz says he's saying. Last year, with his record 5th Super Bowl title, Brady entered the rarefied era of Jordan as one of the handful of greatest athletes in world history. The truth, he might even be better. Brady's 12 trips to the conference title game makes someone like Jack Nicklaus a far better comparison, regardless of whether the Patriots defeat the Jaguars this weekend, regardless of whether he wins a 6th Super Bowl. So, in order to get some kind of comparison, he says, it's not Montana, it's not Jordan, you got to go almost, you have to go to an individual sport, and you have to go to the golfer with the title, which I can't see ever being broken, with Jack Nicklaus.
Okay, I understand it now.
18 major champion.
So you read the title, and it's, okay, why is he bringing a golfer into it? But then he goes to the Jordan part. See, he's passed certain guys throughout, you know, that's part of the... It's part of the aura here and the legacy of Brady, the Tom versus Time thing. Okay, you've already beaten Montana. We know, okay, then it was about Manning. Then it's going to be Favre. He keeps going here. And then it gets, you go across different sports. You know, guys, the Tiger thing, you brought up the Tiger point. Like, nobody ever thought. That guy was so dominant. That's like another discussion. It's almost,
well, right.
Not the competition part, but just the dominant part
of it. Yes, and Maz wrote about that too. He says, Tiger was challenging when Tiger, well, you know the story.
But Tiger did his thing. See, Brady looks for things to cut your throat as far as your weakness. I study the film. I've heard him talk about this. I'll go through extra film. Why will I watch extra film? Because I'm going to find the one thing where, oh, you slipped up there.
Totally different disciplines, right. I get it, and different sports and different things going on. You're not playing a team in golf. You're playing the course. But you are playing the other guys, and this is why Maz brings this up at the end. What many fail to add is that Nicklaus finished 2nd in majors 19 times. In addition to the 18 that he won, he finished 2nd 19 times, a fact that did not merely make him the greatest golfer of all time and perhaps the greatest winner. It made him the most unrelenting competitor in perhaps the history of sports. So it is now with Brady.
Mm. Interesting.
It's a really well thought out piece.
Yeah.
So nice job, Maz.
Pretty good. Pretty good write right there. That's good. That's a good read.
And it helps you put it in perspective to get back to, you know, Jim Louth territory where he just wants us to walk around this week just enjoying the smells.
Sponge it.
Yeah, right? Just take it all in. It always goes down smooth.
It's yummy.
It's not just the fact that he might... That he may be going to another Super Bowl, and a lot of people haven't picked to go.
You know, Jim would be happy just to walk around the NFL experience. Just look at those helmets. Look at those jerseys.
The fact that Brady's going to another...
Not bitching about long car rides and all that stuff, no.
I'm not bitching about any kind of trip to Indianapolis.
I'm not saying you. No.
I'll bitch about it.
But it's Owen Shaughnessy. We're having a field day over here.
The fact that they're just going to another AFC championship. And in that regard, Jim, right, you should recognize it. I don't think you have to, you know, go completely detached and just, you know, walk around whistling Dixie all day.
You want to take a quick call right here before we
that's an
still a Hub headline?
Well, is there somebody you want to talk to?
What about Edgar? Edgar's been hanging on for a while here.
Okay. Edgar?
Edgar!
Hey!
Hey! Oh. What's up, man?
This question, hey, pretty good. This question is for you.
Yeah?
I was a little bit taken back earlier when you were talking about some music, and I felt a little bit disrespected when you were talking about the Beatles and George Harrison.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You felt disrespected?
Certain things like bands like I heard, like Pink, you like?
Love Pink.
Like
Creed?
We're talking, yeah.
Yeah.
And
George, do you like bologna, ketchup, and tomato sandwiches?
No.
Yeah, see, I do.
So,
I
mean, do you feel
I don't feel disrespected by that, George.
Yeah, why do you feel disrespected? Why do you feel disrespected, Edgar?
Because you were talking about, right now, in my room, I have, like, George Harrison's concert for Bangladesh, still in the original wrapper. He was one of the greatest Beatles. And you said you did not
like four.
Any music.
Yep.
No. 80s.
Usually that's the trend with me, but I do like some CCR stuff.
Would you call George Harrison a top three Beatle?
Turn it off.
Oh, he was.
Oh, and, sure.
I mean, everybody has their own
By Beatles. Default, yeah, because there's Ringo. I mean, Ringo's the worst Beatle.
How about this, Edgar? I put Lennon fifth. I rank Pete Best ahead of Lennon.
Okay. Well.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, Edgar. Thanks for the call, though. But go ahead.
No, he's done.
Oh, you've had it with me. I'm going to talk to Edgar.
I know.
I have a problem like that.
So glad we went to that call.
Zoe requested it.
Oh, I'm.
Well, he was hanging on for a while.
He was on for 6 minutes.
Said I was disrespected. So
that's
I don't want anybody.
Don't lie.
I don't want anybody out there to feel that I disrespected them.
Truth comes out.
It's all. I got my mind set on you. This song sucks. I got my mind set on you. I got
my mind set on you. Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots getting ready for the Jaguars this Sunday in the AFC Championship game. Leonard Fournette was involved in a three-car chain reaction crash on 295 southbound today.
Bad foot.
He is reportedly okay after the accident. He is home. The Pats will reportedly have Rex Burkhead back. Adrian Waddle might be back this weekend, depending on how his knee sprain reacts. Of course, he was taken out early in the Titans game. As for Malcolm Mitchell, Patriots have until tomorrow at 4 o'clock to make him active, or he'll be done for the season. Celtics host the Pelicans tonight. Celtics tonight at 7 o'clock, right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. After Jason Tatum's knee caused him to sit in practice over the weekend, tests came back looking good. Tatum is expected to play tonight. Al Horford also expected to play. Seas currently lead the East by 4 games over Toronto, 7.5 over Cleveland. Bruins off today. They return tomorrow night, hosting Claude Julien and the Montreal Canadiens. Bruce Cassidy told the media earlier today that Jake DeBrusk and Kevin Miller are both home sick. Noel Achari is dealing with an upper body injury, but he is expected to play tomorrow night. Headlines are brought to you by IBEW Local 103, the power professionals. Power your next project or your career with the trained electricians and technicians of IBEW Local 103. Visit the 103advantage.com. I'm Nick Cattles. Headlines coming up about 30 minutes.
Zolak. A little bit of badass, a little bit of salt and vinegar.
Bertrand.
Sorry, I said that weird.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
He was the face of the franchise, and Mark Brunell started the AFC title games for the Jaguars in 1996 and 1999.
For me, you don't realize the moment that you're in. I mean, it really is a big moment. You're just trying to win a football game.
We all know it's an uphill battle this weekend against the defending Super Bowl champs and the greatest quarterback of all time in Tom Brady.
The way to beat Tom Brady, in my opinion, is you have to hit Tom Brady. You have to harass him. You have to get in his face and get him on the ground. That disrupts him. That disrupts everybody. You can't give him time. You can't give him momentum. You can't give him early success. And he will absolutely tear you apart. didn't experience what I get to experience now. It's a little different, but it's fun. You know, everywhere you go. You know, how about those Jaguars? I was at Waffle House this morning. I mean, I had probably had conversations with like eight or nine people. Oh. My son and I went down there this morning, and people are just thrilled. And
Waffle House, it's where you want to go.
Eight or nine
Duval!
Wait,
does he have CT?
Are you saying you were at the Waffle House and there was as many as nine people?
It's like eight or nine people there.
That's
many as
crazy.
Nine people wanted to talk to you about the Jaguars?
Packing them in at a Waffle House in Jacksonville. Yeah. Shocking.
How do you even have time left in the day?
I was at Waffle House this morning. I mean, I had probably had conversations with like eight or nine people.
that's so crazy.
Like eight or nine.
Think he
started crying?
Yeah, he's the bitch that cried.
Oh, yeah.
Because Tom Brady lied.
Yes. That's him.
Nothing for nothing, but the one thing we're not going to be impressed with is the excitement around Jacksonville or how into their team they are. Zoe has eight conversations on his way from the pump into the cashier to pick up a pack of gum.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody talks about the teams.
That's the Waffle
everywhere,
House right there. That's the Waffle House.
All the time.
Brady.
All the time.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the same eight or nine people that were at the stadium Sunday night.
Right, chanting. They didn't really show the crowd. You know, they only showed the team.
You want to find the pulse of Jacksonville Jaguars fans, go to a Waffle House.
Jaguar.
This is the one thing I will
What's that
say.
Big station they have down there? APE? APE? APE?
Yeah, APE.
How Jaguar.
That the fans in this town know what's going on at all times. They know what's going on with the team and the players, and it's been a while since you had a really bad run where you... You know, you could use that as some kind of a barometer or something to kind of level out the interest level in terms of how they behave when the team. But the fact is, Jacksonville's good right now, and excitement from fans shouldn't be a story.
Yeah, you have to hit Brady. You have to disrupt him and knock him down and get in his face.
They say they have the best draft in the entire NFL. Are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year, we took it to the limit. And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal the show.
Hey.
Now, did she have a beach house?
Steal the
show. No, she had a tank top and a pack of smokes and a butch haircut.
She was a hottie.
I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
Not quite a beach house.
Yeah. Just a couple minutes from the beach.
So you don't own waterfront property in Miami? That shocks me.
She probably likes the Eagles, though. Even though she says she's a Jacksonville fan, she slid that take it to the limit in there.
Took it to the limit.
That's one more time.
Right.
That's right.
One of the best Eagles songs of all time.
It's way too early to talk about like predictions for this game, so let's just kind of leave it open-ended. Does Jacksonville have a chance?
Yes.
Yes.
Does Jacksonville have a chance?
Yes.
I think so, too. I think they've got a legit chance. That Shaughnessy's gone, we can say that without being mocked.
You know, this game's going to, I think, resemble the Kansas City playoff game where everybody was fearing Kansas City. Oh, my God. Remember Kansas City had the ability to keep the ball away from you and it's methodical and they...
Hmm.
Oh.
Hello.
Certainly not.
Right.
And there she is.
I think they're a little bit like Kansas City as far as they got a good defense. The quarterbacks aren't comparable. I thought Tennessee's offense was more comparable to Kansas City because I think the two quarterbacks are the same, Mariota and... Alex Smith. See, it's on Bortles, too. Can Bortles make a couple plays?
Yeah, it's on Brady protecting the football, too.
Sure
though.
It is.
Like if
getting it out. He talks about, you know, you don't have a lot of time. I heard him today. You don't have a lot of time. I'm watching film. So I think it's all predicate, quick pass, quick, quick, quick.
Limit those turnovers.
Right.
You look at Jacksonville this past weekend against Pittsburgh. They get the pick off of Roethlisberger. They get the fumble recovery for the touchdown from Telvin Smith. The Patriots, again, play field position. And force this Jacksonville offense to drive 70-plus yards to score on you. Do not give them short field. Do not give them opportunities to make that offense better than what it is.
And can they lock your guys up? You know, can they take a guy like Brandon Cooks and take him out of the game? Is he going to run good routes? Troy Brown was really good on this stuff about, you know, the hands flying over the place. I think Chris Hogan has tightened some things up where that Miami game, hands are everywhere. He talks about the pumping of them, and defenders read that stuff and settling of your body, your hips and everything. I think Hogan tightened it up and was better in this game.
So how do you feel about the offensive line against this pass rush? Four-man rush.
Fine. Scar will coach him up, and Brady's going to redirect stuff, and he's going to know where to slide. And you still have your backs. You can bring Dwayne Allen in. He's not going to catch any balls. Bring him in the block.
Have you seen any evidence of fatigue? I wonder if Jacksonville just...
They got another game under their belt.
Didn't have the conditioning that they needed to really blow that Steelers team out. They should have...
Or did they blow their you-know-what last week? They're pretty happy.
That's the thing that I think you can rely on the Patriots being able to do week in and week out, is still have the legs and lungs at the end of a game. I think where you give them the edge is... In that, A, you saw how Jacksonville allowed Pittsburgh not really to make that a game. That last second touchdown made it a 3-point game, but it wasn't really. But yeah, they were still in there. They didn't want to give that thing up. They allowed them to drive down the field and get it. Okay, for what garbage time? You don't want to count it? Fine. I counted a little bit, and I also count the fact that they've had to play one more.
And so, do they use the Jacksonville strengths almost against them? What I mean by that is, you know, they're an over-aggressive defense. They fly around the field. I think you can take advantage of that if you're Brady, if you're McDaniels, some trick plays, some quick hit plays that turn into chunk plays. And also, you saw them, you mentioned this, Hardy, wear down against Pittsburgh. I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever if Brady hurries this offense up in the first half and you try to wear this defense down. They don't like substituting an awful lot. Force those guys to play 65, 70 snaps of fast football and see him fall apart by the fourth quarter.
I think you're going to combo things on Gronk, too. I hear all the stuff of Jalen Ramsey's going to take Gronkowski. Why are you going to take your best corner and put him on Gronk? Like, you can almost say, okay, you're going to do that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to flex him to the sideline. Run him out to the sideline.
But if they identify Gronk as the one guy who can beat you, Tom Brady may not be able
to
do it.
I'll take my chances with the other guys versus the other four. That's where Patriots win this game. If you want to secure Gronkowski and take him with Jalen Ramsey, a little bit of help, that takes two really good defenders out of the picture. And now you go win with the other guys. Let's go Amendola. Let's go Bax. Let's go Hogan. Hey, Brandon Cooks, step up. Step up. Go catch the ball. Go after the football. Shot plays. Block it up. Run the ball. See if we can run against them. Get them coming up field. Run them. Screen them. I like the way this thing's trending.
All right. We're going to get today's takeaways. We will... Get ready for Felger Maz. We'll be coming in next. Zolak and Bertrand. Beetle out. Hardy in. Today's takeaways, as I said, are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways. Wrapping things up here, brought to you by our good friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Check them out at awaken180weightloss.com. Four locations, Noon, Peabody, Quincy, and right now taking calls in Seekonk.
Also, Hardy, don't forget about Pucks and Paddles. Patrice Bergeron, along with Toucher and Rich, doing their first annual ping pong tournament that will benefit the Boston Bruins Foundation and Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center. It's February 15th. That's a Thursday at Royale Boston. Bid so that you can play doubles against your favorite Bruins player or Toucher and Rich. There's going to be a whole bunch of people there. VIP tickets, $200. That gives you access to the autograph session with the team. General admission, $50. 98.5thesportshub.com for info and to buy tickets.
I have a better thing for next year. What's off that? Of the Pucks and Paddles.
Yeah.
Next year, just do Paddles, Cattles. And you just bid to beat
cattles,
the lot of
paddles.
Nick.
Right.
No, Paddles, Cattles.
Paddle, Cattles.
Paddles, Cattles.
Paddle, Cattles.
You bring your paddles, you beat the hell out of Nick.
Good
one. Everybody just take $5, and we raise a lot of money.
Right. And what we'll do is...
Jones could lead it off. Hello there. Welcome here to the Paddles.
I think you'd make more money if you set it up for Jones to get paddled.
Yeah, but the alliteration isn't there.
Yeah.
I like this better.
Well, not alliteration.
It's, okay, whatever. It's
just rhyming. I mean, alliteration would need two P's or two C's.
I know what that means.
All right, paddle pinhead. There, is that better?
There
is that good alliteration for you?
Perfect for Jones.
Yeah. You have a takeaway, Nick?
I do. I'm just happy I lived through this show today so I could hear from Ken, who called us from Lowell.
What else you got for us, Ken?
All right. Well, actually, I wanted a technical question from Zoe. First of all, Zoe, I love you calling the game
Thanks.
At work whenever you're doing the game, and you really paint the picture, and I see what's going on when you're talking on the radio.
Good. That's my job on the radio, because you're not obviously watching it, is to sort of paint the picture.
No, I'm listening to it. I can't see it. I have to work a machine, but I get the radio, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm excited this week, Ken. 6th straight AFC title game I'm calling, so looking forward to that one.
Yes, sir. But, Zoe, I wanted to ask you, all right, the Jacksonville defense, first of all, let me preface this. This morning, Toucher and Rich, Rich came out with a stat, like, their defensive numbers are kind of, like, skewed because they were playing, like, really weak teams during the season, right? And I'm wondering, like, do you think, in your opinion, is that 7 in the box, is that going to work against the Patriots?
Yeah, isn't that kind of weird?
I know.
Now, I just asked him that because Ken, I mean, faithful listeners to the show will remember him as...
walking around naked, 2-4, the showers, and isn't that kind of weird?
That kind of weird. Yes,
grown man naked.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
That was a good one. I'll go next because I got a call too.
Well, yeah,
Jungle O,
who
favored us with his very timely
He's not dead.
Tennessee Titans rap.
Right. On live air.
You know, I get this little Tennessee rap going.
Oh, you do? Like,
yeah, you know, I might as well just give it to you right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Us on it. Yeah,
everybody turn your mics off. Go ahead.
Now, I don't want to be a Tennessee Titan. Now, you know that they're going to be fighting a losing battle. Now, if you don't believe me, then go out Seattle. What about the heat of the battle? From Tuskegee, Amendola, it's going down just like I told ya. If you don't believe me, then don't.
Click. And I'm done.
I just like him around because there's always the threat he's going to get arrested.
It's his version of a mic drop.
Yeah.
You know, he pushes the needle a little. He'll buy cars that resemble old cop cars but have working lights. And he makes the police nervous.
Yeah. I mean, it made him nervous at Gillette once, as far as I know.
Okay.
What's your takeaways?
Snoop-a-loop. He's a big Steelers fan, and he's just crushed that the Steelers lost to the Jags. And he put a message to Mr. Kraft on Instagram.
This just sucks, man. Mr. Kraft, get at me about the Super Bowl after party like we always do. These motherfuckers can't get it done. I guess I'll go get that money from the Patriots again. Sucks being a fan of a team that lets you f***ing down year after year after year. And they fully loaded, talented. I don't know if it's the coaches, the players, I don't know what it is, but I'm disgusted.
See, if I didn't know any better, I would think that
it's a combination of things
was more, I guess, more concerned about getting paid than he was actually performing at the Super Bowl party.
No. Yes.
Did you take that?
Well, he lost money. He's telling you right there. If we can't win the money that way and the Steelers lost, I'm going to get paid doing a gig.
Hey, Gronk.
Yeah.
I thought you called me Dog. Dog. What's up, Dog? Hey, Gronk. I thought you called me Dog. Dog. Hey, Gronk. I thought you called me Dog. Dog. Hey, Gronk. Dog. Hey, Gronk. Dog.